What's up, man? Where are you from?
Planet Earth.
That's what's up. I'm in California doing my thing.
Oh, that's
I make
true.
beats.
Word.
In this day and age, what do you think about the music producer?
Oh man. That is an excellent question, man. Jobless over here on the East Coast. Coming out of really the Middle East, the state of North Carolina, where we got producers like Ninth Wonder, J. Cole, just to name a few. But what I really think of the music producer is like a conductor of the orchestra, man. I mean, a producer is someone that can bring together artists and beat makers and writers and other producers to bring a feel to music and to the movement that is just unlike most positions. I think the producer is kind of like when you're looking at the music of hip hop, they're kind of like the director of a motion picture.
Oh yeah. Yep. For
But
sure, man.
what are your thoughts, Creature K, out in on the West Coast on the hip hop scene and music producers at this moment?
Well, there's different producers that create according to different genres. Like certain bands, they stick, to their genre. If you want to be a reggae band or a hard rock band or whatever. Same with hip hop or like just creating instrumentals. There's different types of ideologies and different methods of how to create these beats. You couldn't be making some old school hip hop stuff, like some East Coast shit, as far as like like that like that wavy type of lo-fi kind of sound.
Right.
Or you could be doing some trap beats and have some heavy 808s and just really like this mainstream sound you hear a lot. With this Billboard chart topping songs. So there's different avenues to creating beats, and as the underground composer, there's different directions you could take with it, and me personally, I've got involved with all kinds of different styles and different designer styles that are, there's a certain market for,
So Creature K, how long have you been in the industry? Maybe as an observer, what made you get into the music industry, and how long have you been producing?
Well, I've been doing music production stuff since like early 2001, man. Like I came across different music production software and just started installing them on different computers and just kicking it with different people from school and people outside of my inner circle and whatnot, and just branching off and using the music as a catalyst to open doors for me in my town out here. And wherever I moved, I would always move around a lot. And I got into just different types of music, kicking it with different types of people in my high school and, kind of getting like a broader view of what was popular to particular types of people, It depends on who you talk to. So eventually I kind of got a grasp of the underground scene of trap beat make, people started making beats on the MTV PlayStation game back in the day. And eventually, it became something that, you can get into the multimedia design, kind of like being a graphic designer, and creating logos and artwork and stuff. It all became a digital thing, and so I didn't really gravitate toward, playing instruments other than the piano. And the piano kind of unlocked the doorway to the MIDI controller, and to be able to play a lot of these instruments digitally. And I met a lot of people along the way and made a lot of different connections throughout the last 6 or 7 years. And yeah, man, I'm just using this platform, this podcast platform, to reach different avenues of thought and speak on the different the different stuff, you know, pertaining to beat making and music creation and stuff like that. So I was always amazed that, like, people would get together in the hood and whatnot and, like, come together to make beats, you know, and to make music and rap and sing and stuff. And definitely. I was just like, man, I need to become a part of this. And eventually I got out of kind of like using loops and stuff. And I started really playing like different stuff and just the love of, you know, all the classic producers and songs and whatnot. You know, when you first start making music, you start to cover songs, you know?
Like definitely.
Classic songs that you grew up listening to. And in my case, it was all kinds of stuff from like the funkadelic world to,
oh man,
you know, all that. And to be able to play those type of keys and those chord progressions,
wow.
I didn't know nothing about it. You know, I didn't go to school for music or anything. I was just a kid that was anxious to be able to create something with, you know, kids that would, you know, they wouldn't be kicking it with me if it wasn't for us creating music. You know what I'm saying? Like,
most definitely. It's right there, Creature K, where it's like that universal art form and that universal language of music and hip hop, how it touches and connects, you know, many different types of people, bridges gaps. Just right now, you know, digitally, we're sitting in the studio together. You're on the left coast, on the west coast. I'm on the east coast, separated by thousands of miles. 3 days if we drive, few hours if we fly. But you know, hip hop is not only a platform, but it's literally a family, and it's a meeting place in which lots of things, possibilities, are infinite. And interesting enough, Creature K, and if you're just tuning in, again, Job List from Hip Hop Graffiti, we're covering everything that you can imagine under the veil of hip hop, even some outside of it, because you're just being hip to knowledge, and hop is the movement in which you put into place that knowledge or the action of the knowledge. But you shouted out Funkadelic and Parliament Funkadelic, and George Clinton is actually from here in North Carolina. He's from the East Coast. And I think he's one of the most sampled musicians and bands of all time. I mean, Ice Cube's first CD, first album altogether, it's like 4 or 5 tracks just off that one record that are just straight ripped, just straight up from George Clinton. Yeah. And big shouts to Parliament Funkadelic. Mm-hmm. I'm a Funketeer, definitely. Star Child, Mothership's connection. But I would like to get your take on the feel of, you stated that you play the piano, mm-hmm. and that was kind of like a gateway or a key, if you will, to open up your mind and your aptitude to play those instruments digitally. How do you feel about producers that don't actually physically play an instrument?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that hurts them? Do you think that they could be as good as a producer that is not inclined to play an actual instrument?
Mm-hmm. Well, in the long run, man, you know, we have a lot of, you know, things to learn, of course. And, you know, everyone gravitates to a certain way of doing something, you know, creating music, drawing or whatever. And as far as not being able to play an instrument, like, it became like the gold standard, you know what I'm saying, of to create music with ease, you know what I'm saying, and to not necessarily have the foreknowledge of music theory, you know what I'm saying, and have the, you know, it's kind of based on intuition, you know what I'm saying, and working the equipment. And me personally, I got into it just having a love for the music. And I, you know, through, you know what I'm saying, a lot of practice, just like Michael Jordan, like through, like over time, I kind of got a grasp of a particular keyboard playing style to be able to improvise and be able to kind of know where I'm playing as long as I'm in a certain key. So eventually I taught myself that, but In today's world, you know, we had the news a couple months ago about that Avicii producer that passed away.
Definitely. Rest in power, DJ Avicii.
Yeah, he was doing it up with Fruity Loops, that software.
Yeah.
Beat making software, and he came out with the documentary like 2 years ago, kind of just stressed out about the tour life, and you know, they put him front and center to be like an artist, you know.
Wow.
And he always had a love for composing and developing stuff in the studio, and that's where his like, you know, like his major strength was. And you know, he didn't play any instruments. Like, there's a producer, his name is Deadmau5. He doesn't, he just had a masterclass. You can see the advertisement on YouTube. And he kind of like flaunts about how he doesn't know how to play an instrument, you know, for anything. And he could just program it and draw it in the piano roll is what it's called.
Now
it's like a, it's like a matrix grid, bro. And
People
to draw in melodies, and there's different producers like in Atlanta and like in Memphis and Texas that learn these techniques, you know. First they were doing them on the beat machines, and they were making these trap beats on the beat machines, super difficult. Now they're using Fruity Loops, you know, for the majority of stuff to lay out everything and, you know, to do their snare rolls and hi-hat rolls and stuff like that. So it's an intense world of, you know, it's kind of a nerd culture sort of, you know. There's a secret language of code and VSTs, which is like a virtual instrument.
There is most definitely a secret culture and language, MIDIs and threats and layers I don't know. Some of these producers out here, I think are just brilliant. They are finding ways to play instruments digitally. They are finding ways, like you say, to map out patterns with just dashes and dots that somehow compose just a beautiful symphony of hip hop and just an urban expression. And I'm appreciative of music and the hip hop culture. And before we get out of here, we just got a few minutes left. Creature K. Big shouts to the West Coast. They don't have to be limited to the West Coast. They don't even have to be limited to United States or hip hop producers, but name top 3 to 5 producers that you just look up to, gain inspiration from, or would like to work with.
All right. The first one is Battle Cap from out here in the West Coast. He's a super producer.
That's the Battle Cap. Okay.
Another producer is Vangelis. He was the film score composer for the movie Blade Runner and Chariots of Fire. And I kind of like how he was like Prince. He wasn't really in the press, and he kind of had, you know, he stuck to himself, and he made hundreds of albums throughout the years, and, you know, he lived in mystery.
Yeah, it sounds like he was just more about the love of the music and the energy.
Yeah, first actually started creating film scoring for music with just using keyboards and synthesizers, opposed to using an orchestral, you know? So he changed the game and kind of got out of the spotlight. Another producer I would say is someone like, you know, like Dre or Timberland. They're a figurehead, right? And then they have multiple outlets of studio producers, you know. Even someone like Khaled, you know, that arrange music. They don't play it themselves, but they hire the studio musicians and super experts, you know, to dial in and, you know, tap into different forms of sampling and, you know, remixing of, you know, like older songs and stuff like that.
Yes, indeed. Oh, man. Creature K, it looks like our time is almost up, man. It's time to get to business. Drop some websites, some places we can connect with you. How can we get to you? How can we hear your stuff?
You can find me on Instagram, CreatureK616 on there. And I'm on SoundCloud. You just look up Creature K.
Okay. That's Creature K with the K, 616 on Instagram. This is Jobless Hip Hop Graffiti. This week, this episode in particular, we talked to a West Coast producer about the music producer in the industry. I'd just like to thank Creature K for your time. Good evening, good afternoon, good night, wherever it is. We wishing you peace, love, and light. Much love and success to you, Creature K. Peace.
Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.